systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, July 15th, 2011. Actually, Saturday. My name is Matt.
I'm Danny.
And this is The Start, The Friday Show, episode 516.1, 24 hours. Matt, Dana.
Tipton,
what's up, bud?
What's up?
Hi. Braden.
Hi.
Old co-host of mine.
I haven't been here in a while.
Wow, I haven't had these feelings in a while.
Seriously, I bet you missed them.
It's a lot of money and therapy and shit. That
just a little.
You just come here and it all comes out.
It does.
Pandora's box.
Usually comes out.
Braden, hi. Chester.
Hola.
Chris.
Hola.
My lovely brother, Mark.
Yeah, he's not talking, apparently.
All right, how you guys doing? Fuck yeah, we're here to podcast 24 hours, a marathon.
Good start so far.
The idea was...
Not at all, actually.
Well.
4 to 4 now. 5 hours ago would have been a good start with an extra guest. Actually, two. Three.
This is a lesson in patience.
Two came and left. For one never showed.
Some.
One's waiting for a spot.
This will be a test of your world. I'm going to question your beliefs. We're going to learn about ourselves. 24 hours. We're going to figure out what makes us tick. So, we were going to start earlier at 8, like a normal show, then do it, then that. And Robbie was like, hey, dude, Robbie, I want to come. I'm like, come. He's like, but wait, I have to work. I'm like, all right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. 11 o'clock. He's like, I'll be there at 11:30, and here's a mixer so we can all have mics. What happened? What happened?
His voicemail happened, apparently. That's all we can get.
He forgot to give us the cord for the mixer and decided to either have an emergency at work or drop off the face of the earth.
Which is weird, right? Like, yeah. We don't know him that well, but how excited was he?
The show is really important to Robbie.
Is it weird
like,
that
I feel
it's
like
more?
If we would have started it without him on purpose, he may have cried or cut himself.
Well, shit. I'm down for
probably
that.
Both.
Say he should have started it a long time ago.
Is it weird though that like he almost cares more about it than you do, and me?
It's nice because then I don't have to care as much.
Because he's new to it, though.
Is that See? What it is? It's
yeah.
new.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You care about it that much more once you're brand new to it. Remember how much we were crazy about it when it was just you and I?
Oh yeah, I
3
remember,
days
like,
a week,
10, 20 episodes down. You're like, hey, you sick of this yet? Fuck no, dude. No. Do it every
We only
day.
Do this every day of the week.
He'll get to the point where Braden was eventually.
Well, like, to me and you, we're just old dogs.
He actually
in this
talked
game.
To me about wanting to start his own podcast.
Yeah,
Whoa.
Me too.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Did it? Whoa. You Whoa. Heard it here first,
Hold
folks.
On. Hold on. Really?
Really.
I don't go to the fucking mental hospital and be
like,
hey. Like,
hey, I'm going to start my own mental hospital.
He yeah. asked me about it first, and I'm like, why in God's green, why would you even ask me to help you with that?
Why would you ever really? Waste your life in
I
that
can
way?
Show you how to plug it in and, you know, I can make you a cool thing for a sticker.
You know what I can do? I can lease you this space and the equipment. Everything you see here for the low, low price of $400 a month.
That's a really low price, Matt.
You pay my rent, I will host it, I will set it up, and I'll give you the studio, dude. I will find you fucking shit to talk about. And I will press the record button. Because I care. Duh. Can we call him?
Let's call him. You're going to get his voicemail, I'll tell you that.
So, Braden.
Matt?
The fuck have you been?
Horrible.
It's been a while. Still, huh?
No, I was kidding.
You'd think the medication would fix that.
You know, Braden's been
not
here
enough medication in the
for
world.
4 hours, and you haven't tried to hump him yet. I'm proud.
Wow, that's surprising.
You know how we were talking about old flames, and you know, that's all.
That's the old flame right there.
Been there,
the
done
only
that.
One that matters anyway.
Been there. Ready.
Only for this guy.
Hold on.
I'm with Robbie Kale, Wholesale Signs. I'm not able to take your call right now, but please leave
really?
Your name and number back to you as soon as I can.
Okay.
You're going to take it.
At the tone, please record
you
your message.
You must be recording
his
own show right now.
I will.
Or press 1 for more options.
Yeah. 1.
A callback number.
I'll get
press
more
5.
Options.
It didn't work.
Robbie, we waited. We waited. We had the Kool-Aid. We had the strychnine. What's up?
Excuse me, this is the ambassador for Jamholia, you know, the nation that you have become a sole representative for, you didn't show up to your Senate meeting. This is bullshit.
But?
You're being kicked off the board, Broseph.
The only thing that could come between him and this show is problems, so I took it upon myself. I'm a good friend, thank me later. I called the cops, put out an APB.
They're probably at your house.
If you're out there, they're coming. They're going to bring you here. So I don't know what the fuck, dude, but you better get here. That's all I got to say, or I will rape your mother. Boom. Anyway.
Twice.
That's, yeah, yeah. With his dick and him pushing, I'll do it. All day. Mark. Music. How is it? Okay. Cool. Well, glad you guys came to hang out and not
talk
to Mike.
So Mark isn't actually here now.
Okay. How's that Peeber doing?
It's unopened.
Nice, nice. So what are we here for? What are we doing? What is the purpose of this big, giant waste of a day?
To watch me commit suicide.
Is that it?
To see the effects of sleepless hours.
It was all a plot just to get me here, actually, I think.
This is one big, giant test.
It is.
What if could we make it look like we killed ourselves, all of us. Empty cups, us.
Well, we've only been talking about that for 4 years.
I do right. that.
I know, right?
I do that on a daily basis, dude.
What would you do if you were invited and you rolled into a place, not knocking, just came in, and that was there?
I'm not an alcoholic anyway, so I probably wouldn't drink it.
Oh. I would go through pockets,
I don't
wallets,
believe you.
Right?
And if that dude who was with the Haley's comment was there, I wouldn't touch
dude.
The Kool-Aid.
And he would write a book about us. Holy shit. Purple sneakers. Purple sneakers. Aw, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So, we're here because in a week, where are we going to be? Lady? Don't care? Milwaukee. Milwaukee. Live show. Us. Capital Z. McG. So I heard. Mike Boudet. Also. Spork Roast, Lake House, for a week. Now, see, the thing is...
This is like New York all over
the
again.
Thing is, right. All these people in your living room, get them to talk!
No, that's fine. That's... You guys are tired, it's late, I understand. It's my fault.
Hey, I'm here, that's all you need.
I know.
I'm only
gonna
be awake
come on.
Forever anyway.
But yeah, so basically, we're going to Milwaukee. We have a lake house there. We're going to do a live show Saturday the 23rd at the university. If you need more info, thejamhole.com/forums. That's there. We'll be going to Chicago to meet my boy FG. Going to make beautiful music together. And that's no homo, for sure. So the thing is...
Maybe you can get him to do it for free after you meet him.
Yeah, right. Be like, no, dude, I paid you, remember? The thing is... We got our plane tickets when we had money. Do you remember when we had money? Does anyone have money?
I never remember that.
Does anyone have a job? Yeah?
What?
Yeah? What do you do? What
would you call a job?
Card tricks?
Sure. I can do those.
define like a waste
define
of,
card trick.
A waste of 40 hours with a little minute... Incentive.
Oh wait, that
thing I can
I
do.
Won't have.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. That thing that like everyone needs but no one wants. But anyway, like we're broke, so we have plane tickets and we'll get there. We need money. So what do you have? Stuff to show the camera or?
The real ones? No? Okay. I want everyone, because this was pretty time-consuming. Pretty awesome, I'm proud to say. That right there, camera 2. Cameras 3 and 4 up there, everyone. Go to right now. This is up. We worked on it all weekend, all week. Sleepless nights, countless wet dreams just destroyed. TheJamHole.com/store. Booyah. Go there. What do you see? 404. Well, just kidding. There it is. All that stuff. The first few. All shirt designs. One in particular I want you to look at. If you're in the chat, here's the link right there. That shirt is nothing short of mind-blowing. Artist? Was that Danny? Props to the artist. She will sign these if you want. Sure. We need to sell these for
money. You can give me one.
For the trip. Camera 2. What do those look like? Anyone?
Cock and bows.
Dicks? Does that dick
okay,
have
you don't,
a
you don't have to give
necklace?
Me, you don't have to give me one of those
wait,
shirts.
Wait a minute. That looks like maybe the biggest dicks
in
the game.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That's true.
Oh my god.
And if you want a shirt.
That's the best pod cock I've ever seen.
The only one, actually.
I mean, I don't know about you, but like I can't go an hour through my day without someone being like, hey, you listen to podcasts? I'm like, yeah.
Right.
You can't go an hour through the day without someone getting on your podcock?
Riddle me this. Who would you say, if you had to guess, if you had to pick, who are the biggest dicks in podcasting? Because that's I only listen to that kind of stuff.
What?
And I'm like,
what hosts have been repeatedly called dicks, assholes, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Now?
What's your angle?
Just point to the shirt. See these guys?
I know everybody's...
There you go.
Everybody's been thinking it. And they all wanted to see it. There it is. There's my cock. There's
represent.
My cock right there.
You
I know you all wanted it, so there it is. There's
these
my
are
cock.
Life size. They are
you can
scale.
Have it.
What is the scale on that? 1 to 1? 1 to 2?
I'm huge.
Mine's at least twice that, so... Oh.
I made me bigger than you on purpose.
Oh, wow, that's exactly right.
I'm even bending, so
did
I look
you?
Shorter, but bigger.
Huh, that kind of makes sense. The other day I woke up and I had ink on my cock.
I'm taller than you
anyway.
You
traced it.
No, that's way too straight and perfect.
Oh, God, let's make fun of your boyfriend's
penis. It's
got to
mean right hook, or is it left?
Left, way left.
No, hold on.
An awesome scar on the side, so...
You should be mocking my parents, not me. Now, if we have a kid... And his shit's fucked up, then that's my fault, probably yours too. That's
you can
fine.
Also blame your parents for that.
Right.
That's the movie with the coat hanger kid.
Oh, what was that called?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
It was awesome.
I sort glass. That's my job, and now I knew it by heart. Now.
That was the commercial,
god,
not the movie.
No.
Do you remember that? Yeah, that was in
no.
the movie, though.
That wasn't in the movie.
That guy was.
No, he wasn't.
Really?
Really.
The retard sorting glass.
The movie's called Hanger.
Thank you.
That's a movie? I remember seeing that video.
Hanger?
But...
Hanger. It's about some kid who fucking... it was a prostitute trying to give herself an abortion with a fucking hanger. The thing lives and it looks all fucked up and...
It sounds like a horrible movie.
It actually
movie.
Does sort
well,
glass.
Basically, it kind of brings to the forefront the society of dumpster babies. Because, hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but they don't always die. And when they don't, they get pissed.
And they get all the government funding they need.
And they get a workout bench, they get a montage, and then they come after you.
And still not worth it.
What is it, crack no. baby ball, whatever?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you
yeah.
go.
Hey,
crack baby basketball?
EA. So, it's a great design. And it could be yours. And that will help us get to Milwaukee. Well, we'll get there, but that will help us eat. It'll help us have fun and what? What? Smoke? What?
Spokane!
Oh, yeah, we have to fly to Spokane. So, I don't know if you've ever hitchhiked with a bunch of suitcases, but not fun. So, there's that one. What else do we got on there? All right. Is that my fault for expecting engagement?
Yes.
At 420?
After we've been waiting to do it for 4 or 5 hours.
The problem is you're just not
running
smoking
on no
any
sleep.
Weed.
Yeah.
After work, tired. Yeah.
Hey, now, I gotta work today, too, and
hey, me
I'm
too.
Here.
High fives.
Does anyone remember when we mentioned the marathon, like, the first time?
Yeah, like, last month.
Month, at least?
At least okay. last month.
And then, like, our shirt designs, ideas, all
well,
that.
Well, hey, people
right.
showed also, up. People are here. People want to see it, whatever.
The
and
people
we got...
that know you in real life are here. No. How's that make you feel?
And I got designs done. Okay, just we didn't have all the equipment because we're broke. All I had was a pen. Not even an eraser.
I was so broke, I barely had enough gas to come here.
Yeah. And then the site we used for the merch took it down because it had sexual content.
Which we'll talk about. Sean, yes.
So, please remember to donate. These kids really worked hard to get this going. We need your help to get them back to Milwaukee, and we want
Do
them to go.
This.
Do this.
Do this and look good while doing it.
Look good while doing
It's been a while since we had shirts. We had 50 of them, and they went, and that was cool.
I have like 10 of them.
All the same design.
What?
Really?
You fuck.
I was wondering, how do I owe
large?
Me?
No.
You
most
have all the medium,
them,
don't you?
I have like 3 or 4.
Between
and
you,
blame
you
that
and
on
you.
Me. Fuck you.
She
I only
has
ever
most
had 3.
Of, she has more than me, I bet.
I now, had 4, and we even sold one of
them. I have 6 in total. I swear that's it. I wear them all the time.
Braden.
I got one for every day of the week, except one day.
Braden.
Matt.
Tell her about the time you went through her clothes and took them.
We don't talk about that.
Okay.
But it looks good in a bra.
It does look good in a bra.
Yeah.
Did you see that kid in a bra?
Yeah, I can't find that
now. I saw me in
you
that
You know why?
Bra.
That red and black corset? Braden?
You know,
it's
his mom
sexy.
Was doing laundry,
have,
she was like, that doesn't look like...
I have the other two.
Oh, that's not mine.
Honey.
I have the other two from that episode, but not that one. You know, I still have pictures of that.
It's because it's at my house.
Don't fuck with me.
I sleep with it, actually.
Fits you better anyway.
It did.
So,
it
Montana time, 420. Blaze one if you got. Let's finish this up, and then we'll get on to some other things. So, store, Dick's biggest in podcasting.
Okay, the designs are up there.
Can I tell what happened?
Shut up. The designs are up there. There's different slogans we wanted to do for each one, but the whole gist was... The whole concept was is that we didn't want to order these in bulk because we want you... We want these for you. So you go to the site, you pick out a design, or you say, I want this, make it. I'll make it for you.
Now when you say...
For you.
Explain that. You will buy a white shirt, she will have a Sharpie, and she will draw whatever one you want.
Each one, say you order the same design as somebody else... But because it's for you, it's going to be different. No one is going to be the same.
And believe that
it's going to be made for you.
We're going to fuck theirs up, and we're going to make yours perfect.
And people that do actually
believe
order
that.
These before we figure shit out and get things right, put it up on a store, we will autograph these and have you know send you something cool with it, too. So you get the shirt, you get the autograph, and you're going to get something cool with it, too. And these are one-time designs. Once I make these and we make it for you, nobody else is going to get that. A different version of that, but not that. Not the one you have.
Now,
you dig?
I'm going to sign mine with special ink, so when you get your shirt, turn a black light on. And
that's
semen. And that's Matt Seaman.
And that's my signature.
Like,
my signature, Braden.
Say Red Fox orders one. It'll say, you know, jam, you know, fucking whatever.
He'll be able to see his without a black light, because it's going to be poop.
Special jam hole in of this
just
whatever.
Stink.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know?
So, that's that.
That
I
type
mean,
of shit. So do that.
24
Order
hours,
it.
Getting the word out, going on a trip to Milwaukee, then coming back for our third annual live show. We got the dates set for the cabin camping. Have you ever been in a place for 48 hours with no electricity?
Yep.
In the woods.
Sorry, I did
the
that.
The projects.
Or the ghetto. Or the ghetto. Absolutely. But that's going to be fun. That's going to be the 9th and 10th of August. The 11th, whitewater rafting. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I'm with the guy on the couch.
Then the 12th, Friday, show here. Then Saturday, 13th.
I don't
Third annual Jam Hole Live Show at Anna's. Where's that at, Braden?
up on the hill.
Somewhere in Kalispell. Say that.
Word. The place with the massive amount of fucking pizza ovens?
Yeah,
really?
That place. The place with the six ovens.
Word is, it'll be a
I
new...
just don't... I don't know the street, otherwise I would say that.
You guys were here the first couple years. You saw the restaurant. Word on the street is brand new for this year.
Heritage Way, you jackass.
By Kudo, but...
You know, that's how much I know about where this place is going. And
93 North.
I don't
awesome
even know when
that...
we're going to be there, honestly.
You're going to be there the 13th? Fuck.
By then.
Well, the
you've worked there for 3 years, and you don't know shit, dude.
My boss doesn't even know. That's why.
I'm not going to say this on air, but I know how much you make because you just told me outside, and I think you're a moron.
Yeah, Braden, I don't know if you know this or not, but guys are supposed to make more than girls. It's the whole...
Weird.
Right.
And if
they can use their sex for gain,
shut up.
And we make more money than them.
You have 3 years experience now in a kitchen setting. You can make what a normal entry-level cook makes by now, seriously.
Probably.
Bitch him out.
Well,
has he ever given you a raise?
No.
Don't
have
tell
you
me
ever,
you started like $4.
Hold on, though. Have you ever shown that you are worth any more than what you're getting?
Well, not that that matters with him, but yes.
Have you taken the initiative?
He's never even there.
Huh.
Keep in mind, he hasn't worked there in like 2 or 3 months.
And that's fair. I mean, I did that. And he was like, hey, you want to learn more and do this? I'm like, nah, I like driving deliveries. Thanks.
And everybody there hates that.
What?
Just saying.
That's what you do? That what?
They're trying to push him to do more stuff.
Yeah.
And they can't see him actually doing it. He'll try, but then he gets...
Well, I do
okay,
it,
so
but
wait,
they just don't teach... me.
What you need to
no.
say?
Hang on.
Hold on. Real quick, what you need to tell him is that as soon as you start paying me for the work I am doing,
yeah,
I'll
he
think
is.
About doing more.
Yeah, it doesn't help that I haven't been paid in 3 weeks.
He's a dishwasher.
Then you have to spit.
No, I actually haven't
dish
been a dishwasher
swamper.
In a long time because we've hired new people to do that.
So prep swamper, right? Like you're prepping.
I do prep
cleaning.
And cook and deliver if I'm needed.
But are
deliver.
You ever cooking online by yourself?
Well, there's usually at least two of us in the kitchen of all time.
So never by yourself?
Never.
That's interesting.
There's never one of us by ourselves in there.
Bullshit.
It's usually me or Christopher or me or David.
I've been there by myself.
Okay. No one...
You turd.
I don't believe you.
...knows...
Personally...
...what you're talking about.
There's two... There's certain types of people. Either you're a line cook or you're a prep cook or you're just not in the kitchen world. You're like prep guy. I'm sorry.
The problem it... That place is no one has an actual position. Everyone is everything there.
I'm just saying, like, the personalities, like, that's what... Like, if I were the fucking manager, I would hire you for that, not a line cook.
Well, yeah, I understand, but this isn't the normal...
You know what,
though? Don't take that wrong, I love you.
Look at the bright side, at least your boss's sons...
There's no bright side.
...aren't making bank salary even when they don't show up to work
it's sad
or
that
doing anything.
It's kind of... It's sad that I make more
bad.
Money than they do.
You make what? More money than I do, and that's horrible.
How does that work? Okay, let's shift gears. Chris, I have a question.
Go for it.
How are you doing?
I'm falling asleep.
Chris, Transformers 3, best movie or even best movie?
I haven't seen it.
Really?
Have you seen it, Matt?
Yes.
Was it good?
Danny, what did I think of that? I liked it, huh?
I haven't seen it.
She reassures me, but I, yeah.
I remember the day when you were so against going to the movies.
Like, just in general?
Yeah, just, well, it didn't matter. Just the movies in general. It's like, I can just get it for free.
Yeah. But you know what?
What?
I started to notice that every time I did that, the next movie that came out that year?
Yeah.
Garbage.
It's sad, isn't it?
I was like, wow.
Most movies suck.
I didn't know the amount I spent on that made that much of a difference. I'm sorry,
especially
guys.
Now that
I'm
they
sorry.
They keep getting more expensive with this 3D bullshit.
It's my fault that the cruises can't feed their weird little alien baby. And I feel bad for that. I legitimately do. I'm going to get my Thetans counted, though, and we'll fix that. So, Chris.
Yeah.
Life. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Girl problems?
No.
You in a relationship?
Hell no.
Hell no. Hey. Virtual.
He's here at 4:30 in the morning.
Virtual pound it.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, virtual, but.
And I haven't heard a phone ring yet.
Interesting. Interesting.
Hopefully they're all on vibrate.
These fuckers know better.
Because earlier she was like, I swear to God, you call me up like a booty call, I'll tell your mom. Yeah. So what's been up, dude? I'm on Facebook. You know that. Harness the power of the book. And I see some things. I see a lot of things. I'm worried.
That I might off myself?
He was like, man, don't you guys gotta start the show, like, on time? Like, we gotta start this? I'm like, no, dude. Little do you know, this is your intervention. A 24-hour intervention marathon.
I don't think that's ever been done before.
Bong hits?
That has been done before.
At the end of this, it's going to be everyone's fucking intervention.
Oh, can you imagine? It'd be nice to see the sunrise. Maybe we'll even move some of this outside. We'll broadcast from there.
Sun will be up here in about an hour. So just
about an hour. About an hour. Yeah, yeah. So, Chris, what are you doing for work these days?
Nothing.
At all.
Nothing. Nothing like a man?
No, nothing like a soft-spoken.
Spangwire, poker, and Harry Potter.
Sweet.
Hey, white deck or ninjas?
Oh, whoa. Inquiring minds want to know.
Come on, dude, really? I'm not even going to explain.
When did you graduate high school?
I didn't graduate.
What?
I didn't graduate.
Why?
Because I fail.
Why?
Because I like 40 hours a week.
When did you drop out?
Like 2 months before graduation.
How old were you?
I was 18.
And
what drugs were you using?
There you go.
None.
Thank you.
Fucking liar.
Thank you for not blaming your lack of motivation on this amazing plant.
Why did you drop out then?
Because my parents were alcoholics. Hit it.
Don't do that.
My dad beat me.
No. No excuse. That's not an excuse.
You guys are joking. Like,
keep
he's
trying.
Serious.
Yeah, he was.
The first girlfriend just started letting him stab it.
Or that. Yeah, yeah.
Like an Asian kid, you get beat, wha-pam, or what? Like, you can't go to school because you need to wipe my ass, or what? Like,
didn't you hear him? He said his dad beat him. You can only
go
to school.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's like, I'm going to beat you because I want you to take care of me. You can't go to school, so you have to stay here. What, you went to school again? Boom, I broke your jaw.
He had a fucking bad day, all right?
You're not going to go out now because I broke your face.
People just thought it was weird. I had so many accidents, like I'd fall downstairs. And
a motor repair.
Yeah, yeah, opening doors and that, and wow.
People were just scared to be around me.
You're like a girl who keeps getting abortions. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, about that.
Reminds me of
that. You sounded like you were going to continue.
Oh, yeah, like, you're the dad.
Yeah, you know, about that.
I kept it. And, yeah.
Reminds me of, like, a foreign exchange student who's, like, fucking adopted parents are like, I'm not paying for this. You're not worth it. Blah, blah, blah. You'll go to this school and you're going to, you know, fucking YouTube.
Then you got
A's, A's. That's too good for you. You're trailer trash. You're gonna fucking beat trailer trash.
You guys a little close to home.
Eat these Vienna sausages and spam now.
Right. Kill that pig, girl. Get a fish. Yeah, go fish. But I don't know. You can only go so far until you have to just steal someone else's idea. You know.
At least you. I graduated at 21, so at least you didn't get that humiliation.
Yeah. Do you feel it was the lack of engagement that you were?
There was plenty of engagement,
ADD.
Dude. That's why he left.
Yeah.
There
okay.
You go.
Okay.
Actually, I have no idea. I just didn't like it, I guess.
Now, how do you feel when you hear the phrase, no child left behind? Because clearly, they left you. I mean,
I think that's an abortion slogan, dude.
I think you should sue for money enough money. I'm going to sue you for enough money to live the rest of my life comfortably. Because clearly, you did not prepare me and give me the tools I need to make it in your shithole world.
Same
Thank
for you.
Just
also.
Saying. I know.
Who the hell are
I
you
know.
Going to sue?
The fucking God? My guidance counselor that was like, well, you can either be a priest and go to Mexico and bring the word
yeah,
of the Lord,
but
or
whose fault is it?
God. You can be a
God,
pastor
sue God.
And go to Africa. And I was like, nah.
You could put the parley gates like right there. Do it.
I'll tell you what, though. When I was in school, it was cool to be dumb. And that's fucking up everything.
It's still cool to be dumb, sadly.
Is it?
Sadly, yeah.
How did that start?
Notice how the dropout rate keeps going
Beavis
up.
Beavis and Butthead started that shit.
No, it's cool to smoke pot behind the fucking tennis court skipping class. But when you go into class, you ace everything. So they're like, oh, wait, he is smart. But he's always doing this. He's the cool kid. He does this, gets away with everything, and doesn't get repercussions.
It seemed like when I was getting into, like, junior high and high school is when I really started. And, like, all the cool kids were dumb. And if
cool
you weren't like that, like, that was it. It was weird. And so I felt like if I'm like, all right, if I'm going to fit in here, which is what they told me to do, witness protection, got to fit in. I was like, all right, what are you doing? Gonna skip school, derp, get drink, get...
Join the art department.
Okay, that's fun.
Join the art department, play the fucking
weird
thing.
You
should
have wrote more poetry in high school.
I did, and I sold them to people who gave them to their...
asses. Poetry. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Band mm-hmm. geeks and poetry jerks. I fucking... Choir, too. Hated them. So, yeah.
Well,
the art geeks that did drugs and had drugs were the cool kids.
I don't get it. And it's even more pronounced in a religious school, I think, because they had like their focus on that. And they're like, well, what are you interested in? I'm kind of interested in science, maybe a little engineering. How about a Bible verse? Oh, okay. Kind of not interesting at all. But I think that happens a lot, and that kills that. And that's why we have to import engineers and scientists from China. So.
Always goes back to China.
It does, you know. It does. I'm going to read you some words.
Of wisdom.
Don't agree with the things I do? Then don't do them! ... How helpful is such a statement to humanity? Marinate on that for a sec. That's deep. That's deep. Now, what is that Art of War? Is that Machiavelli? Who is? What is that? Is that some Nietzsche?
I think it's Plato.
Nietzsche? Interesting.
Oh, I thought it was Plato.
Now, two. Hose down, and I want you to paint us a picture, if you would.
Your penis?
Not of a penis, thank you. Chris, your mind state when you posted that.
Your penis?
When you posted that.
Brayden knows what it looks like, for fuck's sakes. He
like
could probably
this.
Paint it by
Sadly,
now.
He's only forcefully made me
you,
see it.
I am so
I would say
sorry for
it's
you.
Like this, but more of a frown.
Before surgery, like just
and
running
a bigger
out.
Bump.
Running right. out naked after sex, just shaking it around. Brayden, look! Ah!
It's like, yeah, thanks.
Look, it's on you! Ah!
Yeah, awesome.
Pre-op or post-op?
Just gonna punch you that.
Okay. So where'd that come from?
That was just me trolling.
Trolling for... Now, troll, is that like for comments, for tail, for trolls? What do you... What?
Just in general. Don't you ever want to just piss people off?
Daily, my friend, daily.
Facebook is the tool. It's the future.
Is that what the power of the book is for?
Yeah.
You're a tool?
Dude, I've been going about this all wrong. I've been liking everything. I've been reconnecting with people that I... Honestly, I didn't like any of you.
Yeah, that doesn't piss them off.
They're like, man, where's Matt? I mean, this reunion only happens once every... Where is he?
Yeah.
I paid and pretended, and then I didn't go. So, boom! Suck on that. No, actually. Yeah, why? so I can learn?
Dude, there's no point to anything. Haven't you figured that out by now, well, dude?
Like anything, anything?
Like anything at all. Hmm. Why are we raised to be proper and make money and, you know the worth of hard work and blah, blah, blah? Like, what the fuck does it mean?
We will get into that.
Why does it matter?
But not
knowing
right now.
Worth doesn't fucking, you know, keep me alive. I cannot give a shit about everything and still feed myself.
Basic survival instincts.
Right.
Hard-coded through hundreds of thousands of years.
Why do we have to do anything
evolution.
At all besides be fucking Neanderthals?
Because I don't know if you know this or not, but we can't exactly hunt or gather anymore. Every time I fucking build a shelter, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, duh, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Look at it. It's the first one. Shelter, you dumb fuck. Putting it right here. And hey, what do you got to eat around here? Because that's the second one. No, but that it's been completely... Do you want to share into the mic? Do we have another mic? Okay. We'll get you on a mic here in a minute. But, yeah, the whole hierarchy has been completely rearranged, right? Anyone?
Right.
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 If I suck at hunting, if I suck at gathering, if I suck at, like, you know, avoiding
danger,
then we kill
you. If you suck really good, you get ahead.
Well, that's the thing. I'm still okay, though.
And well, you get a huge
I'll fix that.
Can you fix that on a global scale, though?
I've been trying.
You know what I want to do?
Get the right madam.
And this may not even be possible anymore, but if I can find indigenous species, a group of people that have never, ever, 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 ever been exposed to
there's some of them. This. There are those left.
Are there still some?
Yeah, dude. There's like weird tribes like in the middle of Africa and shit that people, you know, like black people, these people
there
are
is.
Like weirded
well, yeah,
out
but
by
hold on.
Like,
yeah. We rounded them all up, though. And
no,
them,
no. They're dude. Still third world countries.
This is yours.
Keep in mind.
Not
they,
even
they
in Africa.
No idea.
Dude,
right, but
do you
know why it's like that? Because all the black people we find, we put them there. We say, hey. And then we wash their brains with the light.
It's because they locked us the fuck out.
Dude.
Line their areas with frog poison dart things.
What if that was the case? Would that blow your mind, or would you be like, oh yeah, I totally saw that?
I'm not
surprised. Not in the least.
It's like, it's Google's fucking networking.
It's like, dude,
it's always Google.
They live in shacks, but man, they got
the sickest
rap music, dude. The sickest
rap. Their Wi-Fi is so good there.
It's like the white man's not welcome there. That be blah 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 tribe. You walk out there, it's like the Googleplex. They're all partying naked. Doing
like, we let a white guy in once.
Yeah, he didn't come back. He works for Google.
He left, and like half of our tribe went with him. They had their hands behind their backs. I don't know what that was about. All right. So you were trolling two people like that. Does that give you encouragement? Does that feel good?
Yeah, it gives me a sense of power. I can do anything.
That's a connection, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's like getting head, right?
Keyboard commando over here.
Every like is a connection to another human being. And then I follow that connection, and I suck their life essence out, and I add it to my own, and I move on.
That's like getting head, right?
Yeah, basically. I'll suck out the life essence, spit it in this test tube, mix a little this, that, boom. Baby time. Abortion. So, I have a problem with this. I mean, not a problem, but two likes and two comments, both by you. Did you like your own post?
Yeah, it's like high-fiving yourself.
So you basically...
Hey, I do that too. High five.
Why not?
Huh. Yeah. What is also cool is when we're on our... movie site and we see really dumb ones, we click on it, we see Brayden saying thanks, loved it.
Yeah, right, dude. Oh man.
Except all I ever say is thanks, regardless right. of whether I like it or not.
It just amuses me that you fucking download or got it. I mean,
I love
it because
I'll look at it and I'll be
yeah,
like, well,
purchase. Sure,
that
I
does
didn't.
Legally purchase. That does look kind of good. And then I IMDb it and I'm like, wow, that's garbage. And then Brayden's like, yeah, thanks.
That's because I don't IMDb it.
Well. I mean, when you have a ratio...
Because I don't have to pay for it.
Exactly. How's your ratio?
It's... I don't know. I've uploaded a gig and a half, or a terabyte and a half, I mean.
Have you ever donated?
Never.
Really?
I just upload a lot.
Interesting.
Like, all the
time. So, last month, when their site was all messed up, and they were like, we need money for servers, like, you were just like, you know what?
I was like, fuck you guys.
I'm a power user, but right now, I'm going to be a leech.
Yep. That was it. Well, I can't leak shit when their servers are down now, can I?
Every time I couldn't download the new episode of Weeds, I thought of you. Like a voodoo doll.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed with
the
new
Weeds.
Did you
get a headache a couple days ago?
No.
That was me.
I thought that... No.
The voodoo doll.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
I'll do it now.
Do it.
Yeah?
Do it.
Where's the doll? You're lucky.
I'm waiting.
I'll find the doll.
It didn't work.
We have 23 more hours, bro.
I'm here.
I'm in it to win it. All day.
I gotta go to work. Eventually, though.
Fuck work. For what? So you cannot excel and
so I can,
do mediocre...
So I can work and not get paid more?
No. So I can better your life by taking away from mine? That's fun.
Something like that.
That's right. And then when you're there, that's when it happens. Oh, what the fuck? Okay, I need someone that's friends with me on Facebook to not be my friend anymore. Just one.
I can do that.
How hard I ask one fucking thing. When I hit 666 friends, let's leave it there. Okay. If you go there and you see a couple people left, hop on. But 667, come on. Just saying. Unfriend me. Just one. So, Tipton.
Why don't you just unfriend somebody?
How are you doing, man?
You sound like one of those people.
I'm pretty tired, man.
What?
Gotta be honest.
I hear you. What, Chelsea?
You just sound like one of those people that has to, like, knock on the door 5 times and then right. switch on the light 3
Penny.
Times.
Penny.
The OCD project.
Used to be, but you know what? We're getting past that. Chris can get over his low self-esteem issue, and I can just take my OCD and organize it in neat little straight rows. It's fun. I'll do it. So...
Get back to this guy over here. He's doodling cool stuff.
Well, no, I was going to embarrass Dana next, but there's...
Where did she go?
As thin as these walls are, I think she'll embarrass herself.
Oh, I know, right? Here's a good one. Please don't hit on me, then ask me for a beer. I don't even look like a fucking bartender. I'm wearing a goddamn kitchen apron. If you weren't staring at my tits, you would have seen that. Now, if you want food cooked, I'm on it.
What? Say that again?
If you need to have your woman want an abortion, I'll talk to her. That's fine. She has one like, but 6 comments. Oh. Now, interesting, right? How many of those 6 are her?
She has 6 different accounts.
2.
Just to comment on.
Oh.
Thank you, Chelsea. 2. Now, that's a... decent percentage, a little better than you, but you know. First one, Larry McGee. Hey girl, like your tats, kinda sexy, kinda. So like kinda, but then kinda not. Fetch me a beer, will ya? LMFA. Oh god. She says, we should totally reenact these. No, it was a stupid drunk guy whistling. Damn, girl, don't be bending over like that. Could make a man's heart skip a beat. Yo, DJ, skip that man's heartbeat. I love you. But I love my wife. A little more. I'm way too blunt with my dry humor.
Or way too dry with your blunt humor.
Can I just... I gotta tell you guys something. Listen. Bring it in. Huddle.
Okay. Huddle.
When someone says, you just don't get my adjective humor. Okay? You replace that adjective with a big giant cross right through it. After the marathon. That's right. See, I turned down pussy to podcast. That's because
I'm too old.
Hold on. Are we taking donations? Because...
Start the auction now.
Right. one, give me two, 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 two, give me two. God, I
think you better go back to one there.
Sold! to the desperate looking man with the
for absolutely nothing.
Awesome. Absolutely. So, Mark. Yeah. Why? Tell me what happened. Can you talk about the thing at work? What happened there? Because that's kind of effed. No? Okay. How's, you still dealing poker?
No, not really, no.
What are you doing?
Just living the dream.
That's cool, man.
Or lack thereof.
More one of them.
You make music.
Okay.
Have you made anything new?
A little bit. It's on SoundCloud.
The link?
DJ Markley.
SoundCloud.com/?
DJ Markley.
Let's just go right off the top. The ether was wearing off. The acid was long gone, but the mescaline was running strong. Good mescaline comes on slow. The first hour is all waiting. Then about halfway through the second hour, you start cursing the creep who burned you because nothing's happening. Then, zang. Five likes.
Fucking A.
That's, all right.
It's a damn good movie.
One comment, guess by who? That guy right there, Chris, he says...
He was trolling.
I'm going to troll the shit out of you. Did he? Did he actually troll the shit out of you?
It's been trolled.
Okay, so you could say that Chris is a man of his word.
He could.
For the most part?
Well.
What do you want, Chris?
To make people mad.
Like, the whole thing, all of it, that's it. It's your goal.
No.
What do you want, really? Let's get serious for a sec. What do you really want?
I have what I want.
And that is what? Health?
Magic cards, spank wire, and poker.
Women's jeans.
Magic cards and a mom who lets me live at Homestead. Sweet!
No, I pay rent.
But, like, before you dropped out, like, did you have any kind of aspirations whatsoever? At all? Or were those thoroughly crushed as a younger child?
No, that's probably why I dropped out, is I just didn't have any aspiration.
You're like, here's what I want to do in life, and this has nothing to do with it. So, boom. It's actually the opposite. If I just want to sit around all day at mom's house and play magic, I have to drop out right now. Fuck.
Eight more hours of magic.
And I'll say, you guys, I think because of my generation, yours has it a bit easier. What would have happened?
Yeah, because you lived your life way better.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, in school, before I got corrupted by this state, what would have happened if I would have dropped out? Mark?
Probably the same thing that happened anyway.
No,
not that
no.
I'm Mark, but I'm just
playing Dungeons and Dragons instead of magic.
Repercussions.
For
Mom?
You?
Yeah, when I was...
If you would have dropped out.
Right.
That's a tough one, because you are in the bottom of the barrel right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, just trying to kind of...
Imagine that barrel with a hole in it.
It's a terrible question.
Imagine that same barrel, but way smaller.
And then, barrel covered in shit.
Imagine someone holding that barrel right over Niagara Falls about to kick it over the edge. No, basically what I'm saying is, if I would have done that, I would have got my... Thank you. I would have got my fucking ass beat, grounded, punishment, consequences, all that, right?
Yeah.
A's and B's? I got paid. C's? I got a look. The look, I wasn't scared, but it did something inside that I was like, ah, ew. I go take a shower. D's and F's, I will tell you something. The belt, you ever been hit with a belt?
You fucking kidding me?
Yes.
Bad grades, physical abuse, maybe a strong word. Discipline, sure.
Where did this come from?
If you don't whoop your kid's ass, man, you don't love them.
Well, no, I'm just trying to set this little...
That's what my dad told me.
That's right. Spare the rod. That's not what that means. Anyway. But no, I think because of us and all that, like, when the parents got to the brothers, they were just like, oh, Oy vey, I'm so tired. Honey,
Dad, I got beat just as much as you did.
Different things, though. I just... Okay, let's leave it at this.
Get off that shit quick.
If I would have dropped out, spankings, abuse, punishment. You dropped out, you got turntables?
Fuck yeah. It was my birthday, come on.
And right, you... Note to self, kids, drop out on your birthday. They're like, take my birthday away. It's over in 8 hours anyway. Fuck it, do it.
Then every
dare
time
you
get in trouble, it's like, go to your room. It's like, yeah, I'm as gonna go
like
there
play with all my new shit.
The room I just got done remodeling with a brand new Xbox. Yeah,
we know who's the favorite, I guess.
Yeah, I know. They always said, you know, we may pretend like we love him more.
Well, no,
it's just an act because he's sensitive.
You learn from your mistakes, right?
Right. Well, that's interesting. I think people that if you were a kid and you had an older brother or whatever, you did have it a little easier. Maybe not necessarily, but you had a roadmap at least. So you could, if I do this.
Don't do that.
If I want to still do that, though, I will look at how you got caught and then just avoid that.
And then do it better.
Do it differently.
Yeah.
Now, I believe Mark came prepared with a list of things he learned through me.
Did your mom tell you?
Absolutely nothing.
He didn't. Well. Yeah, he didn't ride the bus. He dropped out before that. But so I've been here 30 years, done a lot, regrets.
Regrets. That.
Yeah. Okay. Every day. Sure.
What do you regret?
Learned a lot, though.
What's your biggest regret?
My biggest regret.
Yeah.
Not dropping out.
Shut up.
Whatever. Seriously.
No, well, okay,
now let's hear your actual biggest regret.
Do you know who Peter Thiel is?
No, but go on.
Facebook investor, the first one, that angel investor. He will pay kids $100,000 not to go to school.
Done.
I was like, dude, I'm 30. But check this out. I was just thinking about going to college. So I don't check
in
the mail.
I'm not doing that now.
Like PayPal or... No, and this has, you know, the focus on tech. But his thing is, like, you're going to go to school, and when it's all said and done, giant negative. 40 grand? 50 grand? 60 grand? What'd you learn? I can read this book.
So anyways, what's your
biggest
regret?
Tell me something.
Back to that, since you're avoiding it so much.
No, I'm not. Honestly.
Well, then let's hear it right now. What's your biggest regret?
Go.
And go. Okay, what's the majority of the books on those shelves?
That's not
science,
your biggest
physics,
regret,
right?
Is
okay.
It?
My regret.
They're Dragonlance, you fuck.
Other bookshelf? The other one. Thank you.
Under the sweating dildo.
Right.
To the right of Visual Basic 5 for dumbass fuckers.
I wish I would have had...
Go on.
I wish I would have had the curiosity and the motivation to pursue that. But I blame my parents.
For what?
Christian school. Preschool to 8th. That's all.
All of our friends we graduated ended up doing...
How'd they
pregnant.
End up? Any of them scientists? Any of them doing anything other than
fucking heavens, no.
Busting loads in vaginas and being like, oh, look, I made another baby. Yay!
Oh,
look, Mom. How many of your friends have babies?
All but Chris. Well,
he's still trolling.
I think I found the problem right here where it says interested in, you put guys. Now, is that part of the trolling or... Huh. Okay. Well, if you want to have a baby, you should have a...
It's funny when he attacks
a girl.
You don't have the microphone to defend you.
So, that happens.
Anyways, what was your biggest regret? I don't think we even got to it.
Not pursuing... Things
like what
that I should have
like
are pursuing
career.
Things that you shouldn't
career?
Rather
a career.
What's your ideal career?
Does rapping count?
No,
nope.
Okay,
no. It does not.
If I let you play magic for a living,
nope.
Okay, I don't know.
Let's try though.
But it was never like not really taught, but it was never, you know, shown, like, hey, you could do this or you could do that. It was always like the same shit. You're going to get out of school and go work at McDonald's and go to college, get married, have
life
kids,
sucks,
kill
and
yourself.
That's that.
And, yeah, right?
And then you die. Life sucks,
that's
and then
the
you
dream.
Die.
Wow. I want to wake up now.
So,
but that's it. I don't know.
So back to that same question, I guess.
We're getting the runaround here.
Well, what? That's
giving us the runaround.
I just told you.
No.
Not pursuing a career or doing the things. Like, I jumped around so much because by the time
a career in what
in
you
anything
have an idea somewhere you just leave.
Really, I wish I was working at SETI.
At what?
SETI.
What the fuck is
or
he wants to be searching for aliens.
SETI.
Searching for aliens?
Or maybe helping produce their podcast. Holy either shit. Or. I'll start at the bottom.
Let's not do that.
But either SETI, the LHC, would you
now
just
that
break?
Would be cool. Let's put this back down.
Did
here.
You break that? Is everything okay, guys?
No, I think we...
Hey, don't...
Let's not move that
at all.
Anymore.
What happened?
It already moved.
I moved the keyboard out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, spin move on us.
Don't worry, it's still recording.
So is now a good time to be like, hey, you want to get your business on this show? We'll sponsor a minute and tell people how good it is. So, Milwaukee, buy shirts, thejaml.com/store.
Like, that's going to happen now.
For the next 22 hours.
Holy shit, it's only been 2 hours.
Oh, all right, let's...
It's actually only been 1 hour, if that makes you feel better.
Sure, or settling.
Hey, I think Danny needs a microphone.
It is. That's my way of feeling okay about that.
You should regret blaming your parents for it.
Well, I wasn't taught responsibility because Jesus died for my sins. So, duh.
He took care of that, I thought.
Jesus died for that, so you can suck it. Okay. We all moved. Situated good. Tipton. Regrets.
Sir. What up?
Regrets.
Regrets. Let's not even get into that one.
Not a one.
That bag
actually,
that bag goes pretty deep.
I did think of something. You want to know what one is, and this really does bug me a lot?
What's that?
That first pill.
Mm-hmm.
I
concur. I
was waiting for that.
Yeah, right. I agree.
That's the one I was waiting to hear.
Well, no, I didn't even think of that because I'm so fucked up right now. But no, I was...
You talking today or
hold
all
on,
time?
Like, ever?
All right, we need a moment of silence
I
for
wish...
This.
Let's just have like a 23-hour...
Intervention?
Intervention for...
Of silence.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go
best podcast ever.
Yeah, right.
More,
right,
more people are gonna
share?
Listen to that episode than any of them.
We bring something to share. No, but I don't know. I feel like because of how long ago it was, there wasn't really the big thing like there is now about it. It was just like, hey, I'll trade you weed for this. Okay, sure,
right.
Dad. Thanks.
It wasn't as big of a thing then.
Right, exactly. And I kind of, I don't know, like kids now, they see that because they all have brothers or whatever that is.
They've been watching it all this time and not really realizing until now.
Yeah. And all it takes is for you to see that. Someone that you love, like, suffer like that, and you're like, whoa. Whatever he did, I want some.
But that's what I want to do.
I want to do it smart. I'm not going to abuse it like he did.
I'm not gonna be like that guy.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
This reminds me of those meth commercials. I'm not going to be like that.
Never
I'm not going to be like that
not
guy.
Not even once.
I was always like, you know, I shouldn't, but you dared me.
He told me to do it, so...
Well, and thank God I'm an atheist.
I know, right? Can we all just take a minute and thank God for atheism? Thank you.
That's not ironic.
Really?
No.
I really wish it would have made me sick. You know?
You'd have tried it again.
Huh?
You'd have tried it again.
I don't know. I think at that age, when you're 15 and you do something and it makes you sick, like, you that's it. You move on to the next.
Mm.
Bullshit? What? Well, Coke's different, just because you
that
puked.
Never did it that for me, though, because it made me feel sick, and then I waited to not feel sick, And then I would do it again eventually still, but I wouldn't do more until I was done feeling sick.
From it?
Yes.
Or from not having it?
From just it wearing off.
From life.
That too.
Every time I wake up and I'm like, oh, I feel so sick.
Oh, life sucks.
I go puke. Hold on.
But no.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of that, I feel like.
Because I think
a lot
that's,
of money wasted.
I think that's the biggest reason why, at least from my perspective, the biggest reason people keep doing it is because it starts to wear off and they feel shitty, because I know I sure did when it started to wear off. Sure
yeah, do. But...
But I would just let myself feel shitty until I felt normal again before I ever did it more.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen right away.
Yeah.
Like, you have to put in at least a week or two before that.
But it still, you know, made honestly, me fucking like angry first, and cranky when
like
that...
three or four years that I even did drugs, and then, like, when I moved up here to Montana and I didn't do them for months, I didn't even realize the reason that I was fucking sick when I moved here was because I was withdrawing. You
isn't
know?
That
I
weird?
Thought, I'm like, fuck, just change of weather. The fresh air sick? Fucked me up.
How old were you?
I was, like, 17 when I moved
okay.
here.
So, and you had no...
I started doing shit when I was, like, probably... 13, 14,
right.
something like
and until
that
happens, grade. You don't have anything to compare it to. So you're like, am I, is this the flu? What the fuck?
Right.
And then it goes away and...
No, on your way now?
I don't know. Sometimes I kind of wish that someone would have been like, you know, this is going to make you really sick in the long run. But
oh,
then
no
I think...
No,
not at all.
Oh, generally the person selling
yeah.
you that shit's like, you know, after you
after
do this,
4 years.
You probably shouldn't do more.
You okay, if you're a kid and you're getting that on a steady basis, like every day, the person you're getting it from or whoever they're getting it from is going to be like, hey, I've been on this for 25 years. Be careful.
Like, well, your life doesn't look so
Or you're going to see them once they sold it all to you going, you need to find me something, man. I don't feel good. Blah, blah, blah. That you had to have seen that.
Yeah, there's something about a fixed income and having to sell your pain meds just to make money. Like, that's appealing. That's maybe
yeah,
there.
Something about that just sounds like what I want to do.
Paradise.
My hero. No, if you're fucking close to that person to where you're getting that shit all the time to be able to become addicted, then you're going to care about the person. Then you're going to see their withdrawal. Then you're going to realize it's bad. So how could you have not known about it back then?
Dad never withdrawed.
You're
blaming.
No,
blame.
I'm...
When
no,
you
I'm
always
not.
Have it, how can you withdraw?
Whoa. What?
What?
Tipton?
I said, fuck, I don't even remember now.
Braden?
You said that they get so much shit that they stay high all the time.
Yeah. I said, when you always have it, how can you withdraw?
Because no matter how much you have, and this is from experience, people are close to me, whatever, I've seen them go through it, I don't care how much you fucking get,
never
it'll
enough.
Never be enough.
Never enough.
You'll eventually need more.
But that's a pretty decent sized threshold you cross before it gets to that point.
It takes a while to get there.
Right.
Not really.
And also,
it depends.
As an adult now. You're not thinking as a 13, 14 year old kid. I mean, you're talking about you're an adult. This is what you're thinking. You know, when you're a kid, you don't look at it like that. You're thinking about the money that you're going to make or
right,
the fun
whatever,
that you're going to
right.
have at that moment. You're not thinking about, fuck, here in a couple months, my teeth are going to be falling out or whatever's going to be fucked up, you know?
I actually didn't know that. I wish I did now. Teeth.
Well, and
coke.
Plus, yeah. too, like, if you put yourself in that position, if someone did actually come up to you that wasn't your family or just, you know, some kid and was like, hey, you better not do those drugs, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to do
fuck
all
you.
Of them.
This is what I wanted. I'm going to do more now.
Dude, growing up, I was totally against pot because I was taught and everyone I knew that did it, like, they were all losers. Everyone got, you know, was just fuck-ups.
Yeah, look at them now.
Complete fuck-ups. And then I found out my mom was a raging stoner. I was like, what the fuck?
And you're like, oh, well, that makes
what
sense.
The fuck? And how you said having a bad first experience will scare you away. My first experience with pot was fucking scary as hell, but I went on smoking it for the next 5 years.
Okay, well, let's make the different the division here of kids
coke.
That
Jesus.
Touch the burner. Ow. And then they touch the burner.
I'm
out.
A cook.
I like how
don't make that comparison, dude. I burn myself every day.
I like how weed and coke over. Somehow always end up in the same conversation.
I don't know. Hold on.
Kids like to put coke
those are
the
on same.
The weed.
Can we?
Kids like to.
Can we keep in mind that Coke is Schedule 2 and weed is actually Schedule 1? So
how is beyond me?
Because cocaine.
We should be doing cocaine.
Isn't
apparently.
How that gets.
Because it has medical use, you dumb fuck.
Seriously. Weed obviously doesn't.
Burger gets eye drops. No. Kids like to put Coke on their weed. That's how you get into it. That's how I first tried it.
What?
That's how I first tasted it. What? And then I was like, huh. Stuck my finger in it, rubbed it on my lip. I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
That's weird that you knew to do that right away.
No, I had. I grew up in Florida, dude. Come on.
Evolution, right? How does the kangaroo know to hop in its mom's pouch? Because it saw it on Rocco's once. That's all.
Awesome show.
Yeah.
Let's plug that.
Right? Do you remember Rocco's Modern
Fucking
Life?
Fucking A. I
Can
still
we
watch
kill
that.
A half hour?
You remember Ah Real Monsters?
I got that, too.
The other best show.
There's 16 of our 24 hours.
Right there.
Top it off, cow and chicken?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's all you need.
Well, regrets. All you, what do you do? Make it better? You used to smoke pot, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
What made you quit?
Just got boring.
It wasn't like,
high fives.
Alcohol is just so much better.
Fucking A.
No.
I don't
know. Yeah, no, I would
that
disagree.
Almost, that
actually.
Seems to me, though, that you're just using it wrong, then.
Alcohol?
Like, when pot. When people are like, oh,
I'm
it just got boring.
How about
like,
since
what?
Fucking medical geniuses have proven that there's a cannabinoid system that reacts different in each one to different strains, to different cannabinoid, whatever, all that crap. It's different for every person.
Anyways, what were you saying?
So, yeah. Him, his cannabinoid system isn't as cool
My
as yours.
My endocannabinoid.
Whatever.
Endo.
Whatever. Yours
Your cannabinoids suck.
But
Mark's
apparently
has,
I don't know what those are.
Mark's has
That's
evolved to not need it.
Those sound made up.
It depends on the use case though.
No.
I used to smoke it to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And that got
why
bullshit.
I like it,
was just
it mostly
as shit.
See,
and
I used
everyone
to
everyone just like is all having fun and they're like, "Hey, let's smoke some pot and then not move a lot and just not do anything."
Well, see, it was really fun in high school because I was an art kid, and you smoke it like, "Oh, let me smoke this and watch
That's
what I come up
excuse.
With."
Did that
it
affect
worked.
You like that also though?
The same stupid acid trippy drawings and shit. I'm so sick of that shit.
Kinda.
In high school. Everyone would draw all those squiggly lines and
no.
dripping balls with lines.
If
them.
I find it, I'll show it to you. It's not like that at all.
All those kids have the same fucking art books.
I'm special. Like,
so,
I think so.
Was it because that's how it was with you, or that's how it was on your friends, and you were like, well, fuck that?
No, on me, it was just boring after a while.
I think it's habit. Because at first, I started smoking it because my friends looked like they were having fun. Start doing that, smoke during school, have fun. I'm an art kid. I can get away with it.
But as you
then
get
at
older.
At a point, because I'm a high school kid, can't sleep, I smoke it to go to sleep.
Exactly.
And then at that point, every time I smoke pot, I get tired. Or I just sit there and eat and fall asleep. So now, if I fucking take a tiny toke, I pass out and chair for 4 hours.
You got to remember, too, that your endocannabinoid system when you were 16 is completely different than what it is now.
See, the
scientifically speaking.
My first experience with pot, like, scared the shit out of me. Completely
Why?
Reacted wrong. Just bad reaction, dude.
Bad trip.
But, like, the first 4 times I smoked weed, I didn't even feel anything
that
I knew
that.
Of.
That's because
like
we made...
Yeah, I smoked so many times, and I was like, I don't know
that's
what
because
I'm
we souls
supposed to be happening.
Brayden, that...
Second thing.
Was
Focus!
That, was that the catnip?
Pencil shavings? No. You know, in Half-Baked, how Thurgood is like, you know how some people say when they first smoke weed, they didn't get high? I got really... That was me, dude. It was the worst fucking experience in my life. I was sitting in my friend's room in the dark with black lights on, seeing myself from above myself.
Drawing.
Hugging my knees, going, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And then needing to walk a block home and having to stop at the stop sign, sit down and stare at my house going, fuck, I can't get home, fuck, I can't get home, fuck, I can't get home.
Yeah, that's problems.
So,
probably that pot laced with coke you were talking
about. Yeah, that was all that PCP in there.
I know the difference now, thanks.
I feel like I could really just jump out that window and fly.
If only that window was big enough.
This time.
Videotape
no, I like really, like I said I felt it last time, like this is totally different feeling. I think this is it.
Are you holding out?
Maybe.
What do you have that I don't?
I got wings.
They made me sing that for my fifth grade graduation.
So what if...
I hate myself.
You start out doing it high, recreationally fun, but then as you get older...
Gets boring.
You use it as a preventative, antidepressant.
Everything.
You use it as a tolerance mode.
Well, then you're swimming in an inch of your own blood in a tub.
What?
Suicide. What are you using? Holy
no,
shit.
No, that's... Okay.
Stop.
Opiate addiction, haha, rehab, can't... Yeah.
Talking about pot, but haha.
Taking it not
that's,
to
that's
get
why
high,
I said
but
that. That's
cause
not
you have to.
What we were talking about.
Sound like what he was talking about.
I'm a citizen scientist, okay? I'm just going to throw that out there right now. No, not citizen Scientologist.
Let's,
whoa.
Let's not get into whoa. That. That's a whole nother 24 hours.
We're saving that for hour 18. Hold on.
If we bring religion in, I'm going to bed.
I do experiments, research of my own, things that I see.
Really?
2 weeks, no pot, work, everything, routine. I'd give it a 5, maybe a 4.
It's the same, but
out
less.
Of 10.
Think about it.
Just like,
Your brain naturally produces opiates, okay?
Talking
when you
about
take,
pot.
I'm comparing it.
Yeah.
Listen.
Right.
Your inner, whatever cannabinoid, whatever system produces that naturally.
That's
and
what
when
it's
you
called.
Smoke pot, when you smoke pot, it doesn't stop that from producing it without having the, you know, incentive. It still does it when you don't smoke it. If you take opiates and it gets used to it, your brain's like, I don't have to fucking do this anymore. I get
totally
it every day like this.
Talking about pot.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just...
No.
Totally different mechanisms. Yeah. Totally
your
different.
Your brain produces it regardless.
They don't... No, those pot. Two things no. don't work the same way in your brain.
Right.
Is why this doesn't apply.
I'm just saying right. smoking it forever doesn't shut down the process.
The quick rundown, pot endocannabinoid system gets in there.
Pot's
vibes
gay.
Vibes with it.
Sorry.
Vibes with it, loves each other, just has amazing sex. Opiates, brain blood barrier, right to the brain, receptors. Boom, 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 boom. They're all full.
And then sick.
Hold on, though. Hold on, though. All the receptors are full, but I still have more substance. We better make more. Boom, 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 more receptors fills it there. Now, the next time, you have the same receptors and then the new ones it made. Do drugs, get high, boom, brain blood barrier goes in, fills those up. Huh. I have a little left. Let's make more. Now do that for 5 years, 10 years. Your brain is one giant receptor. And I'll tell you what, you cannot feed that beast.
And then they stop working.
Pretty much. Which is weird. That's it. You know how long it takes for all those to go back from whence they came?
Never.
Years and years and years. It's awesome. So, regrets, that's fun.
Back to the beginning again.
All right, well, that's an hour. We want to take a break.
Let's get back to making fun of Chris. That was
funny. That was pretty funny.
I concur. I concur, sure.
Let's get back to making fun of Chris.
Chris. How old are you, Chris?
35.
You look good for your
whoa,
age.
Whoa, that is impressive.
Well preserved for your age.
Yeah. That's right. Well preserved.
That's all that formaldehyde cigarettes he smokes.
No, Chris is just a vampire.
Daywalker.
Are you a...
It's Daybreakers. It's my latest film.
Are you a insomniac like all your peers?
No, I should have been to bed at 9.
Oh, okay. Like in a few hours.
No,
no, like, way
forever. 2 hours before the show was supposed to start.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll all be writing hateful emails to Robbie about how we blame that. But when you woke up this morning, what was the one thing you were looking forward to?
Trolling on Facebook.
Like, guy, I fucking...
420!
Why is my netbook in my bed? Ugh, can't wait.
What's that stupid stuff?
And yesterday... Same?
Beating the children.
And the day before?
Beating the children.
Yours?
No, my roommates.
You live with?
A married couple.
That's not your parents?
No.
They're totally your parents, right? No? Not like, oh, my roommates. No,
they're just my roommates.
Thanks for dinner, roommate.
Thanks, they're a present for my roommates.
Where's rent? That's a good one. Yeah. You cut out any relatively close reason that I'm going to pay you rent by giving birth to me. So nothing at all, huh?
Nothing.
Okay. So we got 23 more hours of this.
Fuck.
The idea is 24 hours, a topic per hour, 24 topics. At the end of each hour, we'll save, take a break, and then resume. So I want you to listen to this. And we'll save, take a break, and come back. We're going to come back.
There's no breaks in podcasting.
No, this will be on, but we're going to.
Oh, we're not going to be in here.
Right, right. There's no breaks if you're
except for the music.
Right.
Which is not even comedy.
Flat Eric?
Sure.
All right.
Well, that can be funny.
It was a fun hour. I really, you know, guys, I cherish the participation.
No, you don't.
I live for these thought-provoking discussions.
Is anyone even participating?
Me? And Chris's Facebook.
I think Red Fox is here now.
Red Fox, all right, I'm here. What time is it,
I see Woo. That's nice. All I see. He's probably getting ready for work at this point.
Oh, yeah, right. How's it feel?
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The